opened it in 1954. Its purpose was to give members a monthly recharge of motivation. We believe that motivation is like a fire. Unless you continue to add fuel, it will go out. The idea worked, and our tiny magazine grew slowly but surely over the years, changing to standard size, shortening its name, and adding pages of national advertising, until it developed into the prominent publication it is today. Through all the changes, success has maintained the fundamental ideas that Hill and I put forth in the first issue. These positive concepts are as vital to the success of Achievers of the 80s as they were then. They are at the heart of this book. It may seem incredible to listeners who are unfamiliar with the development of self-help literature in this country, but the ideas in this book trace their origins to an interview that Napoleon Hill had in 1908 with the great steelmaker, philosopher, and philanthropist, Andrew Carnegie. Hill, who had been born into poverty in the hills of Wise County, Virginia in 1883, was blessed with a calm, patient stepmother who persuaded him not to follow his unruly bent, but to gain an education and set high goals for himself. He supported himself in college by working as a newspaper and magazine journalist. He hoped to eventually be able to attend law school. That changed, however,